welcome fellow travelers to Traversing the Stars. I am JD. Please welcome my special guest today, Shel Ramos. Shel, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
I am too. It's great to have you. How are you this evening?
It's good. My boyfriend went to go take my pups to the park. So I'm like, yes, mom duty, not here.
Not this time. Not tonight. Love it.
Yeah.
I've just got my little kitty. She's very laid back. So
I love it. Cats do that. They're on their own thing.
Yeah, they absolutely do. So tell us a little about yourself. Tell everybody at home a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, you know, I'm just a talking head that sometimes appears on TV.
Love it.
Yeah, I'm originally from Pensacola, Florida. I am one of four. I'm very close to my family.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm back and forth between Georgia and New York and, you know, just trying to live in this world that we have right now, which is very exciting at times.
That's an understatement.
Right. Exactly. I'm finding about very cool new things about different communities, different. So I'm actually very thankful for it.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So mm-hmm. back and forth from Georgia to New York, how's that go? Like, is that, that's gotta be a little bit stressful.
Yeah. You know, I love it. Actually, I feel like I'm such a gypsy at heart. Like my dream is to have like a condo in like LA, New York, Thailand, Costa Rica, Florida, and Georgia.
I'm with you on that. Absolutely. 100%. 100%. So You got your start in acting with a movie called Chatterbox. So I was looking to try to get some information on it, but the only thing that came up when I was looking for that was like one from the 70s. It didn't look like the same movie. So tell us about that.
Oh my God. You're like the first person that has ever asked me about Chatterbox.
I do my research.
I love it. No, that's amazing. I was 18 years old and I was a dancer before I was an actor, and it was my first choreography gig. Mm-hmm. And that was in Pensacola, Florida. And I got to work with this amazing, her last name is Cromer. I cannot remember her first name, something Cromer. Anyways, I think she's still acting, but beautiful, they have a wonderful family and they hired me on as a choreographer. So I was not on screen for that. And then I wasn't on screen for that, but it was my first taste of like how the industry was. And I was like, I don't want to be behind it. I want to be on screen.
So you got the bug for acting through that. That's awesome.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely. Yep. That's
awesome.
Great.
So like what, take me from there. So like, how did it go? Cause it's like, when I was looking through your stuff, it seems like you're really busy. So like, you got a lot of stuff going on.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. It's been a really great ride. So after that I was like, so I was working at Cox Communications as a dispatcher, just a dispatcher. And I was like, I do not belong in a box. It's great for some people, but it just wasn't for me.
I get that.
I was on a trip in Orlando, and they had these auditions for the Egyptian Mummy Princess at Universal Studios.
Nice.
I was like, I'm just on this vacation. I was like, I'm going to go do it.
Yeah.
So I went to go audition. And then like a week or two later, they called me up and they said, hey, we want to offer you a contract.
Mm-hmm.
And mind you, like, I'm still living at home with my parents. I'm 19 years old. Like, here I am. And I was like, you know, I called upon this. Like, I know that I wanted to do this. And like a month later, I put my 2 weeks in and I was like, all right, holla. I'll see y'all.
Like both feet in and just went for it.
Yep. It was scary. But at the same time, I was like, oh my God. Cause I've never been outside of Pensacola. Like I've never lived anywhere. Pensacola is like a very, very small, like little town.
Yeah.
Love it. But like, that's not where the industry is.
Right.
And so, So I went and I worked at Universal, had the best time like for 3 years. And then, you know, just like what happened in Chatterbox, I wanted to like move forward and I wanted to be in TV and film because theme park acting it's cool, but you know, I was
on the big time. It's not the big time.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I took some classes in Orlando and the same thing kind of happened when I went to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I had this this commercial audition for Georgia Lottery. Mm-hmm. It was for dancers. And I was like, I was on this trip, but I was like, I'm just going to go audition for this. Then they end up calling me. They said, I want to book you. And so I went up there and I was like, I think I could like live here.
Yeah.
And so the same thing about a month and a half after that, I put my 2 weeks in at Universal and I moved to Atlanta. And it's been so much fun ever since. And then ever I got to Atlanta and then I was seeking out, I wanted to have larger roles outside of like co-star.
Right.
And so that's all Atlanta at the time. That's all Atlanta was kind of like doing was like, they were just trying to get their feet wet.
Right.
But like smaller, like co-star roles. And so then I had the most amazing, I booked this role opposite Al Pacino called Hangman.
Yeah.
Like absolutely amazing. It was so great. And I was like, well, I'm going to use this. And I want, you know, I want a manager that'll give me like larger roles. And
yeah.
And I met Jane Berliner, who's my manager now at Authentic Talent, and she took me on, and it's been so much fun ever since.
Like, I love it.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, my agent here in Atlanta, Alex White, he has been with me when I was like, when I tell you the worst actor on the face of the planet, like he took a chance on me, and like I will forever be loyal to him. But it's been great, Jane and Alex. They're just amazing.
Yeah. So. Well, that's awesome. Well, I mean, you've done like a lot of like work towards honing your craft too. So, I mean, I feel like that had to go a long way too.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I love class. Like there are some actors that like despise class. I love it because it's kind of like the gym for me, you know. Yeah. I can like just like exercise and, you know, try new things and
work out what's going to work and
exactly
figure out what doesn't.
And then fall flat on my face and get laughed at. And like, that was the most dumbest choice ever.
Yeah. And do it in kind of a safer space for that.
Exactly. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I love it. I love it. So, yeah. Okay. So you worked with Pacino. I also saw that you had a role with Ray Liotta. So like, what is it like getting to work with these like legends? Like,
I just don't even honestly. So when I worked with Ray Liotta, I was like, well, first of all, Al Pacino was first, and I was in class, and like, I can't even remember like what was going through my mind, because like, I was so engulfed in the character. I don't know if you've seen the movie. It's a pretty cool like premise of the movie.
But unfortunately, I haven't. I want to though.
I get it. It bounces around from different like networks. So I totally, yeah. But like I was so engulfed in the character that I don't think it registered to me until like I looked up, and then it was the day on set and he was opposite of me. And I'm like, oh my God, you're Al Pacino. So it didn't even register. Like even like when I got the audition, when I had the callback, like he wasn't involved in anything until like he was passing me the picture in front of my face, like on set. And I'm like, oh my God, can you just keep it together, Shell? Because this is like, you gotta serve the scene.
Yeah, and then for me, I know I would have started like quoting Godfather or Scarface or something and just like made an ass of myself.
You know what? He's that type of guy that loves that though.
I can see like, that.
And see, I didn't grow up watching movies. So like, really? I didn't watch Godfather until like, yeah, like till I was like 21 or 22. And I booked that role. I think I was like 24, but like, yeah, like I didn't grow up watching like movies or anything. So like, but he's the type of guy that would love that.
Oh, see, I come from like, I come from a movie appreciating family. So like, it was like one of those things where like we had Godfather on VHS, and my mom at one point when I was like, I remember I was like maybe 6 or 7, and she was like, one day we're going to watch this. You have to see this movie. This is a movie. This is one of those ones you have to see. You can't go through life and not see The Godfather. Like, so I feel like I kind of got this I don't even know what to call it. Like kind of weird film education from my parents.
Right. Like when I'm of age, then I can watch like
one day. Which doesn't make sense, because like one of the first movies I remember watching. Did you ever see The Warriors?
I don't think I've seen that. No. Okay.
First of all, you need to put that on your list. It's from the '70s.
Let me write it down now.
I feel like you'll know like references from it that you've seen and like not realize that you've seen it. But like it's definitely not something a kid should watch, theoretically.
I got it.
So it's like 70s, and there it's like a bunch of gangs go and like they have to fight their way through like the city and all that for different, but like I don't remember a time not seeing that. So like, I don't know what the thought pattern was with not being able to see Godfather. Cause it was like, this is way more violent than Godfather.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh wow. But your parents let you watch that.
We watched it together.
Oh my God. That's hilarious. Oh, wow. That's funny.
So, wow. So you didn't really like, didn't grow up in film. So like, what got you into acting then? Like, what was the ultimate, like call for film and all that then? Like, if you didn't like kind of grow up like in that, because like I had a thought when I was a kid, like maybe I could be an actor one day. It just never really happened. The closest I came was actually kind of similar to with you, where I went, it was like Busch Gardens in Virginia, and I went and did like the Halloween thing, but oh, yeah. I didn't like what I got cast as, so I just never did it. It was like they were like, you're gonna be a gorilla on like seeking revenge. I was like, no, I'm not. That's not happening.
Oh my God. Wait, did you actually do it? Did you do the job?
No, I was like 15 or whatever. And I was like, no, that's not happening. Like, cause I know me, I kind of have that. I got like, you know, I'm kind of bulky. I kind of walk like that. So like, it makes sense looking back on that, but.
That's so funny. See, you had a lot more balls than me. At Universal during the holiday time, I was cast as a poinsettia and I actually did it.
Oh my God.
Like, I should show you a picture of like this big pot. I did my hands were leaves. Like, it was a hot mess.
Oh my God.
So I will have to send you. I don't know if you're Allison, I know, hooked us up like with the email, but if I have to send it to you because it is a hot mess.
Absolutely. I'd love to see it.
Oh my God. Great. So great.
Oh man. It's so great. So you did, but yeah. Like, we talked about like kind of like some of the training you've done. You worked with like the SAKA comedy. I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. The comedy lab, Upright Citizens. So like, but it seems like you're not doing as much comedy though. Like, it seems like you kind of had a start with some comedy, but you kind of like are doing more darker roles where you get to flex your acting muscles a little bit more.
You know, it's so funny that you say this because like I have been saying really like in this like last month, I was like, I want to do more comedy. Like, I'm funny. Like, that's what I think in my mind that I'm funny. But I've been really like trying to like go towards like, because with comedy in my mind, it was always scary like to go into auditions because it's like, oh, whenever if the person that you're reading opposite doesn't laugh, it's like, oh, well, I'm crap. You know what I'm saying?
Whole thing, yeah.
In my mind, that's what I was thinking. And I was like, you know what? Like, people have told me like, just in my natural personality, like I'm more animated and I'm just funny. So I was like, okay, I'm just gonna bring that to like characters and stuff. So my agent just actually said that I'm up for an availability for a role that is a comedy.
Nice.
which is great. But yeah, going back to it. So SAC and Upright Citizen, they're improv, which is amazing. Which improv, the Upright in New York just shut down.
Oh, that's a bummer.
I know, it sucks. They've been around for so long, but I think the one in LA is still open. But yeah, like I think that, I don't know. It's so funny because ever since I was like 15 years old, I've always had this thing when it comes to like really people that have like addictions. So like if they were addicted to like meth or cocaine or something, I found it always just very interesting that the human mind would go to a substance instead of just talking out like, you know, what's going on. Yeah. So I think that like that led me to like be really interested in those type of characters. Because my first guest star role, I was a meth addict on Graceland. And like, I mean, I didn't have any credits. I don't know why they cast me, but I think being set up, like I was so interested in that since 15 years old. I mean, I would look up like every year who the top meth addicts were on Google. Like that's how like I know,
I didn't even know you could do that.
Like, you could see like who, and I would like go to my hometown and like see like, I don't know like what it is. And I don't look at it in a way of like making fun. I was so interested.
And like the psychology behind it and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I always say like, if I was not an actor, like I would be a psychologist because I think the human like essence is just so interesting.
Oh, absolutely. So, absolutely. I think that's one of the reasons why like true crime is so big right now. Like I am an absolute true crime junkie. So like, I just love diving into that. So like serial killers and weird nonsense like that. I'd love it. I can't get enough of that.
I know. Like, it's just so like, I just don't understand like how the mind goes there. I mean, I think it's just fascinating. I really think it is. Like, depending on how the kid was like raised in either a good household or a bad household, and if they were raised in a good household, how they still could be a psychopath,
right?
You know what I mean? Like, it's just so interesting. I love it.
And then there's like I forget what it's called, but it's like the triad. And I think it might have even been disproven at this point, but like it's like there's like three different activities that that like are indicators of somebody being a serial killer later. So it's like harming animals, bedwetting, and there was one more. And like
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
What's the, you know what I'm talking about? What's the third one? I can't remember.
I forgot. Fire. Oh, I didn't know that was that. What do they do with the fire?
Predilection with fire.
Oh, like they like light things on fire?
Yeah. And like, so, and like sometimes they even find like weird sexual arousal from fire and things like that. Like, wow. Yeah. I listen to too much true.
No, this is so fascinating. It makes me just want to like know like more about it because like, I mean, we're in this like world like right now where like depression is so high and like harming people. And like, I just think that we have to get, instead of like pushing medication onto people,
right,
like really get underneath, like what is, where did this birth from? Like, you know, and people say like, oh, it comes from like childhood and stuff like that. And I agree with that to a certain extent, but I think that it's something also, there's something also besides the childhood.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I mean, there's, because like there's been serial killers that haven't had any of that stuff or haven't had a bad childhood at all. And they still grow up and do horrific things. And it's like, what drives that? I'm totally with you on that. Totally.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So you're in the 11th and I believe final season. I feel like you knew I was going to bring this up.
Yeah, totally.
Walking Dead. Were you a fan of the show before you got cast on it?
I was. I had to the part. I think it was in sixth season where Negan takes the bat and like.
Yeah.
It was so hard for me to watch after that.
Yeah.
Oh my god! It's such a good show, though.
Oh, it is.
I'm so sad that it's being done with. But I think it's going off on a very good ending.
Yeah.
Because like so many people like, don't want it to end. But I was a super big fan of the show. When I first moved to Atlanta, like Walking Dead, that was the thing, the book.
It was like,
when I got an audition for Walking Dead, I was like, oh my God, do you want? Like, and I was, again, like I was the worst actor on the face of the planet. So like, but 11 years later.
Hey.
No, it was, and I have a really good role on the show, so
so what's it like getting to kill zombies? I mean, like, you've got that like permanently on your record now that you are a zombie killer, so like,
I know,
tell me about that. How does that feel?
It's so great. It's so funny because the character that I play, I'm supposed to not be well versed and killing zombies. And my resume before, like, I'm like fighter. I'm like, you know, one of the boys, like that's the kind of like role. So like jumping into this role, I was like, oh, okay. I'm going to scratch all those skills that I had. And, but it's a lot different than just like, you know, cause on the show, I have to like, you know, not look like I'm versed in it. So, but it's fun. Like
comes from like the Commonwealth, and the Commonwealth is still kind of being developed, but like, it seems like they did a little bit better than other communities in the apocalypse.
Oh yeah, totally. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun.
So
it's
like, so how do you like, just like, cause I mean, I feel like if I walked in and like try to do some zombie killing stuff, I feel like I would just be going whole hog. How do you hold that back?
Oh my gosh. I know. It's so great because the people that play the zombies, they use the same crew, like when it comes to them, and they know what to do. Like, but like I had to do like a couple, like with the spear. So it's like, you really have to make sure that you look like you're doing it, but also not poke them in the eye because
I feel like they would tend to frown upon that.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But it's so great because they put these like foam things at the top of it.
Yeah.
So like when it needs to like go right to them, like that foam will
protect
like
them. Yeah.
Not. Yeah, exactly. So, but I wasn't really intended because I've had like gun handling stuff where they've like trained before. And, the guy that trained me, I can't remember his name right now. Anyways, the guy that trained me, he was showing me some like it's almost a little bit like martial arts, and I have a little bit of martial arts training. So it wasn't too hard for me to actually catch on. It was actually harder for me to act like I didn't know what I was doing. That's the note I would sometimes get. They'd be like, okay, can you not be so skilled?
That's exactly what I mean. Like, I feel like I would go in there, like, just like, I feel like that would be the biggest challenge. Like, not going whole hog on it. Like,
Exactly. But I thought it was a great challenge for me because like, you know, especially when my first time, like picking up, like trying to do like gun handling on TV and film set, like I did not know so I had to kind of like go back and channel that. Like, remember how stuck you were on this set?
Yeah.
Bring that here. It was great.
Oh man, and I assume like as far as the gun handling stuff goes, I mean, with like the whole like Alec Baldwin thing, I assume everybody's a little bit more on edge with that kind of stuff. It's like the crow all over again.
Yeah, like, you know, I've been very fortunate to be on sets where they are like, it's very, very strict.
Yeah, it should be.
Yeah. And I know that, I don't know the entire story, and like, you know, stories will be like, you know,
no one does. Yeah,
exactly. Except the people that were there. And I don't want to put anybody under the bus. I don't think that's my place. I don't think that's really anybody's place, like say anything, but
like a tragedy happened and that's what happened.
Exactly. Yeah. But I mean, I will say like, it just keeps my radar up even more, you know, like anytime that I have like any type of scene like that, like I'm going to sit right next to the gun. Well, we're doing our safety meeting. So right there until we shoot.
Double, triple, quadruple check the whole thing. Yep.
Yep. Exactly. Absolutely.
Cause I mean like, this, like it's not the first time it's happened. I mean, it happened on The Crow too. So
I know. Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy.
Oh, man.
It's really scary stuff. Yeah.
It really is. It really is. So, all right, you told me a little bit about Pacino. I got to know about Leota. How is Leota in real life?
Oh, yeah. We need to go back to that. Yeah, great Leota. He was amazing. I remember coming into the makeup and like, I'm not the type of person to be like a chatty. Like, I'm like, I don't know if they're, you know, especially like a legend. Right, especially like a legend like that. Like, I'm going to wait till like he like says something to me and then I'll, you know, spill my guts out after saying something to me. But he was so great. I remember he had these like little eye patches like on his like eye when he was in the makeup chair like this, and he goes and he peeked over at me. He was like this, he peeked over, he was like, "So you're the assassin, huh?" And then he went back and I was like, "Oh my god, we're gonna have so much fun."
Like
and
it was Henry Hill, man. Like
oh yeah. And he was so playful. I mean, he has such like a scary demeanor, just like anybody honestly from the Godfather era has a scary demeanor. But they are such like little five-year-old children wanting to play in the sandbox. It's so fun.
Love that. I can't express to you how much I love that. Like that that makes me feel like if I ever met them, like I would get along with them. Like I feel like I would probably do well with that.
Oh yeah. They remind you. I mean, because like this industry, like there's so many things that like, you know, that you get tainted by, and like you have got to remember your five-year-old self. And like I remember it, and at that time I was just like, I was so in like this like playful, but like other actors, they had this like certain like I don't want to say wall, but like I felt that I was like, oh well, I have to have my wall up too, and da da da. And so it was so great to just to be like, he's just this old school cat that wants to have fun. He wants to tase me, and like that was the scene, the tasing scene.
Yeah.
So it was just so much fun. He was really great. Yeah.
That's awesome. That is so cool. Okay. So you've got zombie killing. You've been tortured by Henry Hill. What's next? Like, what's the bit? Where are you wanting to take this? Like, where is the moon for you?
Oh my goodness. You know, I really am wanting to sink more into, I don't want to say more because I really do love playing the darker roles, but comedy has been, it's been so fun and freeing.
Yeah,
because drama is wonderful and amazing. Get to express your emotion, but like comedy is just like, it's so like me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like because
I totally get that.
Because I'm not like a lot. What a lot of people say is that like, wow, you're like totally not like the person like that.
Yeah.
That's on like screen, which is great. And then also like, I would satisfy my mother a little bit. Like everything that she sees me on, I die. So. which is great. Like, I love it. Like, I love telling those stories, but honestly, like, it's funny. I get asked this question a few times, but like every time, like I'm on set, I just feel like it's like, oh, it's a new one. Let's play some more. You know what I mean? Like, it's just awesome. like, I think that we get to just like, kind of, like mold ourselves into like, I don't know if there's ever going to be like, this is the type of role that I want to play. Because like, for me, like acting is, I get to keep on learning more things about myself, you know, through these like characters. It's like, oh, I never thought that I would act like this if I was drunk and driving at 3 o'clock in the morning in this comedy, like, I don't know. So I don't know if I have an answer for that yet.
I love it. No,
is that bad?
I love it because I feel like what like the answer is like that I gathered from that is it's just a journey and it's just a continuous like goalpost keeps changing. Like you hit this one, on to the next. I love it. That's the way to be.
Ah, thanks. Oh, yeah, it's fun.
I love
it's
it so, so much. So much. So, okay. Yeah. So one more question for you. Who is your absolute dream co-star? Who is the one person that you've got to get a role with?
Shia LaBeouf.
Okay. Okay.
I know that he has had a reputation, but like that man, I want to work with him. I just want to work with him. He's like his, the way that he just delivers, like, I don't know. There's something about him. Or Tatiana Maslany. Have you ever seen Orphan Black? She plays a lot of clones. She's a Canadian actor, I think.
Okay.
That girl, oh my God, she's amazing. She played a clone, but she played every clone.
Okay. Okay, cool.
She's crazy. Like, Tatiana Maslany is amazing. I think she's going to be the new She-Hulk.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, that's great. Awesome. If you don't know about her, she's just, she's amazing.
I'm going to have to look into her. Every time I hear about Shia LaBeouf, did you ever see, it's on YouTube. I don't even know what they were doing with it, but it was the Shia LaBeouf Live.
I don't know if I've seen that now.
Okay, okay. Before we hop off, I need to get your email because I'm going to send you a YouTube video. You're going to be laughing your ass off.
Oh my God, please.
It's incredible. And I'm not going to say anything else about it.
I love it. That's amazing. Then I can send you my poinsettia picture and you will be laughing.
Absolutely. So we'll do that off the air, but where can everybody find you?
I'm on Instagram. It's ShellRamos24. I'm trying to do like life stuff and not be on social media as much, but yes. I'm mostly on Instagram, ShellRamos24.
All right. Awesome. So everybody, check that out. Obviously, you can't really tell us much more about what's going on with season 11. I wouldn't want you to though anyway. So I want to see how that ends on its own. So
awesome.
Thank you so much for being here. This has been outstanding.
Thank you, JD. I appreciate it. Thank you guys.